Chapter 14. I'll take these.
Ha!
Prince Frederick says, admiring himself in the mirror.
I'm back! I'm no longer a filthy frog. I'm human. I'm big. Huge! I'm glad I kept doing my push-ups. Look at these biceps. Now I can return to my kingdom. Now nothing will stop me.
We have to stop him! Jonah cries. Mary Rose was the one that cursed him. She doesn't want him to be human.
You can't stop me from leaving.
Frederick scoffs. He grabs a candlestick off the desk and threatens Jonah with it.
Leave the boy alone, Princess Coco yells.
What do you care?
He says. You didn't want these losers here anyway.
Dump all three of them in your well and be done with them.
He rushes over to Coco's dresser, opens the top drawer, and scoops up a tiara.
This is nice. I think I'll take it.
Hey! You put that back! Princess Coco shouts. The tiaras were my mom's.
Now who has the power, huh? I've been hopping after you for days, hoping to plead my case to you.
Frederick shouts at Coco,
but you never even looked my way or gave me the time of day. You're meaner than I am.
I am not, she says.
Are so. Come with me. We'll form an alliance, take over my kingdom, and then take over yours. You don't even have an army, and your king is useless.
My father is sick. She snaps, her face reddening. And I'm not going with you. My mother would not approve. He snorts.
What do you care? She's dead.
Jonah and I gasp. Coco's face twists in pain.
Get out of here, she whispers. Now.
Fine, Frederick says with a shrug. Stay here. Whatever. But I'm taking these.
He grabs three more tiaras and starts looping them over his arm.
You are not!
She stomps her foot.
Dog! She yells. Attack! Attack!
Dog? Is she talking to Prince? Prince seems to think so. He starts barking like crazy and snapping at Frederick's leg. Without even blinking, Frederick conks Prince on the head with the candlestick.
Oh, no!
Princess Coco gasps.
Prince!
I holler. Jonah bends down to comfort him. Prince's eyes are closed. Is he breathing? I ask, my heart pounding. I kneel down to examine Prince. I'm going to cry. Let me help him.
There are four of us and only one of you,
Jonah tells Frederick, standing up and puffing out his chest.
You won't get away with this. Coco! Get your bow and arrows! Stop him!
Me? She says, surprised. I'm not a soldier.
She's not going to stop me. Frederick laughs. She's just a pathetic princess.
Guards! Guards! The princess yells.
I'll stop him then, yells Jonah.
He runs toward the closet to get the arrows. Frederick slams the door on him and locks him inside.
Jonah!
I cry. Thankfully, Prince's eyes open then. He looks a little shell-shocked, but he's fine. He shakily gets to his feet and lets out a bark.
I'm out of here,
Frederick says and takes off. Prince goes running after him.
Prince!
I yell. Come back! He's dangerous! Princess Coco is just standing in the middle of her room, frozen, and Jonah is stuck inside the closet. At least he's safe in there, for now. I race out the door. Frederick is running down the hallway with Prince close behind. Why isn't there anyone around? Doesn't anyone care that he's about to steal Coco's tiaras and jewels?
Thief! Thief!
I cry as Frederick races down the stairs.
Someone help! Stop that man!
But no one comes. Frederick throws a tiara at my head and I duck.
These don't even have diamonds on them, he wails.
Cheap garbage. He keeps throwing tiaras at me, and one scrapes across my arm. Ouch. I run as fast as I can. I get to the first floor of the palace just in time to see Frederick burst through the palace doors. The scrawny soldier is still guarding it. Yes, he'll stop Frederick.
Stop!
The soldier yells. He rushes toward Frederick. But Frederick just pushes him out of the way with his arm. The guard is out cold. Frederick runs right toward the palace wall. Maybe Morton is there in his chair? Hopefully he's not asleep. Maybe he'll stop Frederick. I rush through the archway. Morton is back in his chair, but he's sleeping again. Seriously? I'm about to scream to wake him up when Frederick stops short.
Ah, he never fails me,
Frederick suddenly says, looking straight ahead. Huh? Who is he talking about? That's when I see the carriage outside the palace wall. It's the fancy black one we saw earlier. Maybe someone is here to help us. The driver jumps out of the carriage. Yes, he's going to help me. I expect the driver to come running over, but instead he salutes Frederick.
Your Highness, he says, I watched you transform through the window. I've been waiting per your instructions.
Oh, no. My stomach sinks. The driver is not going to help me.
Greetings, loyal servant Heinrich, Frederick says.
I scowl at Heinrich. He's tall and skinny and wearing a blue hat. He must be who Jonah saw behind the tree right before he threw Frederick against it. And didn't Frederick hop over to check out if anyone was there? And didn't Frederick report back that there was only a tall plant with a blue flower? What a liar! Obviously, Heinrich has been following Frederick around all day, just waiting for him to be turned human again.
Greetings, sir,
Heinrich replies with a bow.
I've come to pick you up. Put this girl in the carriage,
Frederick orders, motioning to me.
I've decided to keep her as my prisoner.
What? You can't! I cry, turning to run away, but Frederick grabs my arm.
Meanwhile, Morton continues to snooze. Oh, but I can, Frederick says. You know Mary Rose. I will keep you locked up just in case she tries something again.
No! I yell, struggling to get away, kicking at Prince Frederick.
We'll imprison her in the dungeon as soon as we get home, Frederick tells his servant.
Ah! I can't get in the carriage. Jonah won't be able to save me on his own, and Coco will never come after me to help. She left me in a well. She's not going to chase me to another kingdom. If I get in the carriage, I'll never get home. I look around, desperate to run. Prince is jumping up on Frederick, barking and barking, but Frederick just ignores him. And Prince still looks too weakened from his bump on the head to do much more than bark and jump. Heinrich takes my other arm, and together he and Frederick push me inside the carriage.
What is her name again?
Heinrich asks Frederick. Frederick laughs.
Krabby. Stay inside, Krabby,
Heinrich tells me.
It's Abby,
I grumble as he slams the carriage door shut.